Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Welcome, all of you, to this Mass. I know that in this Labor weekend, there's a lot of people visiting us. There's a lot of people from Houston. Welcome the people from Houston to the city of Corpus Christi. We begin this celebration always calling on the name of our God. That is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. I know that we have plans for the rest of the day and the weekend. But we put those plans aside and we turn our thoughts to God. This God who said, leave your gifts on the altar and go and make peace with your brother. As a family, we ask our God to forgive us for the times that we hurt God, when the many times we hurt our brother, our sister, our spouse, our children, our brother, our sister, our siblings, our friends, the neighbor, the co-worker, or the stranger. we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Who can know God's counsel? Or who can conceive what the Lord intends? For the deliberations of mortals are timid, and unsure are our plans. For the corruptible body burdens the soul, and the earthen shelter weighs down the mind that has many concerns. And scarce do we guess the things on earth, and what is within our grasp we find with difficulty. But when things are in heaven, who can search them out? For whoever knew your counsel, except you had given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high? And thus were the paths of those on earth made straight. The word of the Lord.
In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. You turn man back to dust and say, return, O children of men, to your eyes a thousand years are like yesterday come and gone, or like a watch in the night. In every age, O you sweep them away like a dream, like grass which is fresh in the morning. In the morning it sprouts and is fresh, by evening it withers and fades. In every age, O then teach us to number our days, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Turn back, O Lord, how long? Show pity to your servants. In every age, O at dawn, fill us with your merciful love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Oh, give success to the work of our hands. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Philemon. I, Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner for Christ Jesus, urge you on behalf of my child, Onesimus, whose father I have become in my imprisonment. I am sending him, that is, my own heart, back to you. I should have liked to retain him for myself, so that he might serve me on your behalf in my imprisonment for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that the good you do might not be forced, but voluntary. Perhaps this is why he was away from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a brother, beloved especially to me, but even more so to you as a man in the Lord. So if you regard me as a partner, welcome him as you would me. The word of the Lord.
Shine upon your servant and teach me your laws. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlooker should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Before Mass, I was talking to the deacon, Deacon Mike, and I said, "Deacon Mike, I have a long sermon, short sermon. Which one should I give, the long sermon or the short one?" He said, "The short one." I said, "But Deacon, the big one is good." He said, "Small one, give the short sermon." So I'm going to give the short sermon. Usually I talk a lot about the gospel, the words of Jesus, but there was something about the first reading, the book of wisdom. It's almost those words almost reached out and touched me. And I pray that they reached out and touch you. Who can know God's counsel? The signs of God. You know, we see signs all around us, but there's also signs of God around us. And we need to have the wisdom to see the signs, to hear the word of God, to see the many ways that God manifests, makes himself present to us. But if we could only have the wisdom to see, to hear the signs of God. Oh, who could conceive what the Lord intends, the signs that he has before us? For the corruptible body burdens the soul. I love these words. The corruptible body, the body that gets old, the body that dies. You know, this morning I was reading, and as I was reading, I kind of glanced at my hand and I said, wow, my hand is getting old. It's got the wrinkles that I didn't see before, and the veins that are popping out. The corruptible body that dies, but the soul that lives. And today, Jesus challenges and demands of each one of us that each one of us must carry his own cross. Yes, each one of us. Not if you're married, you say, oh, my wife carries the cross. No. It's too heavy. You carry the cross. No, each one of us has to carry the cross. And the wisdom of God gives us the strength, the eyes, to be able to carry the cross. That is just very heavy, and we don't want the cross. We want someone else to carry it. I'm reminded of the story of this woman that writes a letter to this priest father. A beautiful story. And in the letter she writes, I gave birth to this child one day, this son of mine. And the doctors told me this child was deaf and mute. We must put this child away. You will not be able to raise this child. There are institutions that will take care of this child. And she said no. And she loved that child. It was difficult though. But the wisdom of God rests upon her. And she had the patience with this child. And hours and days and months and years she gave to this special child that could not hear and could not speak, but he learned to communicate with the signs and the love and the care that this mother gave this child. And at the age of 33, God called this young man. But at that time, he was able to communicate through signs. And he said, Mom, I thank you for your love. And Mom, I know there is a God that awaits me. Can you believe that? The cross that she carried, and it must have been a difficult cross, not just instances or seconds or minutes, but years. That was her own cross. And she said, someone else take it. But she accepted it. And God is asking of each one of us here present to carry the cross. But there's something else, he tells us. Take time to see how you're going to carry the cross. Yeah, a lot of times we don't think about that. We think of other things. We give time to this and for that, to listen to music, to read books, to go see a movie, to watch television. But time to think, God. How am I going to carry this cross? And he gives us crosses, each one of us. How are you going to carry this cross? We need to talk to him. God, I'm getting old. And I need you. God, I'm lonely. And the cross is heavy and I need you. Help me. In every age we cried out in the responsorial psalm, you will be our aid, you will be our helper. He's there. Remember, that was his teaching today to his disciples. Each one of you, you're going to have to learn how to carry your own cross, just like he did. And you know, this cross is not just an hour or the day, Sunday. It's every day. An everyday cross. It's the cross of caring. It's really the cross of love. The commandment that he gave us. But we must not forget what we cried out in the responsorial psalm. He's going to be there. He's going to be Simon of Cyrene to help us. When it gets real heavy, I'm sure it got very difficult for that mother. Years. But she could feel the presence of Jesus. The Spirit of God assisting her. The signs, the ways of God that are unknown to us. That's our prayer. To cry out to God. Be my helper, Lord. Very specially in times of trouble. In times when that cross gets to be a burden. And then it's almost like he takes it off of you and he puts it on himself and he said, I will carry you. Let's go together. This is the God that we have. Yeah. Let's never forget this teaching today. Each one of you must carry his own cross. Sorry. as a family of believers, let us profess our faith in this God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God has been our refuge in every age, and so we pray for all who are in need.
That our church be a church of the poor and for the poor, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the leaders of nations grow in wisdom, seeking the good of the people for whom they are responsible and the welfare of the entire world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For God's gracious mercy on all who seek to follow Jesus with a sincere heart, especially during this Jubilee year of mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, the eternal repose of the souls of Louise Payne Puig, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Frank Garza, and Leila Garby, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
O God of justice, we ask you today to give us the strength to follow Jesus more closely. Graciously grant all of these our prayers according to your will. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. And pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. And let us pray, O God, who give us the gift of true prayer and of peace. Graciously grant that through this offering, we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty. And by partaking of the sacred mystery, we may faithfully be united in mind and in heart. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For by his birth, he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state. And by his suffering, canceled out our sins. And by his rising from the dead, he opened the way to eternal life. And by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so, with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, and the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church throughout the world. Make us grow in love. Together with Francis, our Pope, William Michael Mulvey, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. We join our voices as one family to pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and the glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the Stop thanking my God with my words of praise. My soul will boast in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be lifted in praise. Taste and see. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Join the singing in praise of our God. Tell the world of the name. I cry to the Lord, have mercy on me. God calmed all my fears and then set me free. Taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Look to God and be radiant with joy. You will never know shame. your burden is light to the Lord. With tender compassion, God will call you by name. Taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. God of justice, rain down on the poor, giving hope to their days. Come visit your people, each child of the earth. Come visit us now and bring us to a new birth. Taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see, taste and see of the Lord.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.